"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're on from 1 until 4 now, 1 until 4, and you can hear the whole show on the iHeartRadio app via podcast. Just go to the podcast and type in John and Ken on Demand, and then you could hear us whenever you want, day and night. I have a question. During heat emergencies, right, they're always telling you where the cooling stations are?
Yes. Now,
during this big rainstorm emergency, are there drying rooms that we can go to?
Or places where you can get refuge from flooding.
That's right.
High ground places.
That's right. Yeah. Is there any?
That's a good question.
Any place to run to dry out?
We have to reach out to the California Emergency Office to find that out, or to the city of LA's emergency office. They got all these emergency offices. That's a good question. Where do we go?
I don't know. I don't hear the usual level of hysteria. You know, places we can escape to avoid weather.
And I wanted to point this out every hour, but just a few months ago, they were predicting a La Nina winter, mm-hmm. which means drier conditions.
91% chance. 90 of the drought continuing because of La Nina.
Right.
Yes.
And they'll tell us, well, this is just a blip and it's not enough. Well, the next week, man, that'll be enough.
That's right. You know what? Next year, in September, all the same stupid, wrong experts will be quoted again with their prediction.
Yeah. You know, it also turned out last year's fires weren't as bad as they has no. been. So, you know,
no, I thought
they try to get you to believe everything is trending up.
Yeah.
Right. No rain and more fires. We're going to burn up. And oh, here we go.
Until
it flooded and we didn't have as many fire.
Until it stops.
Good Lord. In 15 minutes, it's the KFI Cash Refill Contest. You'll hear the final keyword of the day on our show for you a chance to win $1,000. The keywords do continue, though, into the Conway Show after 4 o'clock until 6:20. Well, the Wall Street Journal ran a pretty good opinion column recently. The title was, "The Blue State Exodus Continues. The latest census data show California losing, Florida gaining from U.S. domestic migration." And this is from the Census Bureau. They put out a report near the end of the year, every year, their annual assessment of U.S. migration.
You know, it shows you Newsom is such a liar because for years he claimed there was no migration out. People were not leaving. And then he bizarrely blamed it on Donald Trump, saying that Trump wouldn't let foreign workers in tech renew their visas.
Oh, that, right?
Remember?
The H-1B visa.
And I'm looking at this list, and it's like, wow, in a year there must have been 343,000 tech workers that had their visas denied.
Yeah. The U.S. population grew by 1.2 million between July 2021 and July 2022. Foreign immigration, a big part of that. But here's a stat. Texas and Florida make up about 15% of the U.S. population, but they accounted for 70% of the population growth this past year. Think about that. That's where people went to live. Once again, it's called they voted with their feet, and they decided to move out of states like California, New York, and Illinois. Those are the three that lost the most residents. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan. When I read this, it's sad because it's like now we're now included in the Rust Belt states or the old dying East Coast states.
Yeah, we're dying.
We're dying.
No, the state's
well,
dying.
Oregon made the list too.
Well, they're dying.
Yeah, well, the opinion column points out that some of it's crime and homelessness, progressive policies. People are like, here's the line. People don't want to live, let alone raise children, where homeless people camp on the sidewalks and the whiff of skunk weed is impossible to escape. That's my joke, too, when I walk around and we smell marijuana. I always say, well, where's the skunk?
Oh, it's more foul-smelling than I ever remember. Whatever the new... The new crop is made of. I know it's more, stronger, more powerful than before. Wow,
oh, yeah,
does it stink.
Right.
And it's one of the worst smells ever. I mean, I just smack my head because for all the hoopla about how cigarette smoking, you know, fouled the air, are people really comfortable smelling this disgusting weed? I mean, it's really awful. Do people really smoke this crap in their house and their whole house smells like it? I just don't. The odor is so overwhelming, so powerful. Oh, I saw something funny. We've been watching some episodes of The Crown, you know, on the British royal family.
Yeah, so have I.
And all right, they have a warning at the beginning of every episode. They have it for most TV shows, you know, what offensive material might be in there.
Oh.
And so there's a warning about strong language, right? Profanity, nudity. You know, sexual scenes. And then the last one is smoking. And I saw that. I just started cracking up. I go, smoking?
Yeah, it's now a no-no, right?
Just seeing smoking?
Well, there's been a campaign to keep smoking out of movies. They've been trying to do that.
Right, but these are period pieces back when, you know, half the world smoked. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to have it as part of the scene if you really want to recreate what life was like. And it just cracked me up. It's like, oh, my God, you know, a foul language, violence, sex scenes, nudity, and smoking, the worst of all. What if children see other people smoking?
Just on that same topic. When the Times publishes movie reviews, they still put the for your safety warning in there. If you go into the theater, know that you could be exposed to COVID. Take precautions.
Do they put warning about smoking in movies too?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, does that
you
change?
Could be offended.
Does that change the rating? Like the way, you know, an explicit sex scene will give you an R rating?
Right.
Do smoking scenes also get you into R territory?
This editorial by the Wall Street Journal points out that, of course, Florida has no income tax. It has an expansive private school choice program. It also doesn't smother businesses with regulation. And the governor doesn't run ads in progressive states. Florida sells itself. And that's, of course, a jibe at our governor who ran ads in Florida proclaiming that California is more free. What nonsense. With all the COVID lockdown restrictions we have and everything else.
But you can have abortions. No restrictions.
That's true. That is free.
That's his idea of freedom.
And we'll even pay for him. It's even freer.
That's right. Free abortions. We're so free here, we give out free abortions. Come on in. We'll kill your fetus for you, and we won't even charge.
Yep.
What an idiot.
There have been employment lags. California, Illinois, New York still down, whereas the states that are getting the people are obviously also getting the jobs. These are just the true story from the census numbers, because it doesn't matter what governors say, what other politicians say, that the lies are revealed when you see the numbers of people who are leaving.
Just do a head count. Now, the total population growth, which includes, you know, births, immigration, and people moving from other states, Texas gained almost 500,000 people. 470,000 in Florida, 416,000. Now, we know some people in Florida, and they said there's so many people coming so fast. There's condo construction going up everywhere. Housing prices in some neighborhoods have doubled and tripled. And who, schools are getting filled up.
Who are they? Because every time I talk to people out here, they just diss Florida. Oh, it's another Florida story. A guy got his face chewed off. And some crazy person.
All right. You got to go. If you go inland, there's a lot of rural towns, inland trailer towns.
In Florida, you mean?
Yeah. 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 You know, like there's some of the cities are really beautiful and they're upscale and they're building out like crazy. And then you get off on a two-lane highway, some of the side roads, and you'll go into, it's like deliverance land.
Right.
And I did this once by accident because my in-laws, when they were alive, they lived in Florida and we used to take the kids there every year. And one day, I don't know, everybody was gone and I took a bike ride by myself just for fun. And I went to the town of Oneeko. Oh my God. They weren't even human there. No, they were so trashy. It was just nothing but beards and tattoos and revved up engines and motorcycles and people yelling at each other and like all these 7-Elevens and trailers. And they're very aggressive and loud. It's, oh, this was nothing like Sarasota. And truly frightening little subspecies.
Oh. That may be the people that are moving there because it's a cheaper place and they need to save.
Those are people who get jacked up on meth and they'll bite your face off.
All right, coming up when we return, a keyword for a chance to win $1,000 in our KFI Cash Refill Contest. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, now an update on the story that, of course, has got people's attention for the last day or so. And that's what happened to the Buffalo Bills football player, DeMar Hamlin, a safety who collapsed on the field and went into cardiac arrest during the Monday night game between Buffalo and Cincinnati. The family put out a tweet today that he's in critical condition but has signs of improvement from yesterday and overnight. He will remain under intensive care. They're monitoring and treating him. Also, they wanted to clarify that he only had to be resuscitated once. There were reports that went out that they had to restart his heart for a second time, but they're now saying that's not what happened. Well, we don't know, and of course it's great that he's recovering, is whether or not there's any brain damage or any other long-term effects from this cardiac event that occurred on the football field. Now, reporters have dug out, and I kind of remember when this happened, although different time, 1971, a Detroit Lions wide receiver by the name of Chuck Hughes did die of a heart attack during a football game. A blood clot dislodged after he was tackled. And his widow was actually watching the game Monday night, so she was interviewed by NBC News. Her name was Sharon Hughes. And the story with this man, it was October of 1971. He was a wide receiver for the Lions. He came into the game to replace an injured teammate in the fourth quarter. The Lions were trailing by 5 points. He caught a 32-yard pass. That was his first catch of the season. He was tackled. A few plays later, with just 62 seconds left in the game, he fell face down to the ground, clutching his chest. They worked on him. They carted him off on a stretcher. They tried to revive him at the hospital, but he died. One Bears defensive end said that, I knew something horrible had happened because when they were rolling Chuck off the field, one of his arms fell down and his hand was flopping around back and forth. And I thought to myself, holy Christ, I think he's dead. The game resumed. There's also something else that's
a little different.
Was noted in the story. Now, there's only a minute left.
Get his body off the field. Come on.
They did resume the game.
We got another minute to play.
Clearly, this was a similar situation to what happened Monday night, but the game did finish, although the crowd was pretty shocked. I don't think they knew exactly.
No.
I mean, just because they put somebody on a stretcher and cart him off, you don't know.
There was very little communication back then, too.
There was, exactly right. And as the son points out, the son Brandon Hughes is now 53. He says it's a long time ago and they have a much more medical options available to treat somebody who falls into this situation. The autopsy showed he had undiagnosed heart disease and that a blood clot in a clogged artery had dislodged. That, I guess, was from the tackle, possibly from a hit he took during the game. And they also think that it was probably his second heart attack. The first seemed to have gone unnoticed. He had been hospitalized 7 weeks before for what doctors told the family appeared to be a spleen, lung, or kidney injury. But, yeah, and he passed away and left behind a two-year-old who is now 53. Brandon Hughes was also interviewed.
Yeah, he must have had, story. He must have had a genetic condition that produced too much cholesterol, too much plaque in his bloodstream.
Yeah.
Because I knew a guy, my friend's dad died of that pretty young. They could not get his cholesterol down at all. It was like skyrocketing numbers, even if they put him on a zero-fat diet.
Oh.
They eliminated anything possible that could lead to that condition, and it kept going up anyway. And eventually,
yeah, died. Some people are just cholesterol producers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. Another story in the news, and this was really bizarre. I think there were days when we used to call it, wow, what a way to go. A worker on the ground at the airport, at Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama, was killed. Apparently, a plane had recently landed, came in from Dallas-Fort Worth. It was parked at the gate, and its parking brake on when a ground support person was ingested into the engine.
Is that a great phrase? Ingested into the engine. Ingested.
I would have used sucked, but...
That's right. You got sucked into the engine. Ingested sounds like the plane ate him.
Yes, like it was some sort of a living creature.
That's
that
right.
Just,
you know, the first story I saw on this was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was so vaguely worded. I kept staring at it and I kept thinking, did he get, you know, chewed up in the engine? Because that's what it seemed like the only way he could have died. And I can't tell you what the exact phrasing was, but it seemed like the writer was trying very hard not to say the obvious because it was so gruesome.
I think there's more of that now than there used to be
in terms
of putting these stories together because they believe a family member might read it, right?
Well, the family member's going to know.
But they don't want to see those words, you know, sucked into and chopped up by the engine. Not that that's in the story, but...
Well, ingested into the engine is that makes it easier?
I mean, I saw the story, too, the other day, and it just said industrial accident, and I said, and I kind of ignored it.
Yeah, involving an engine.
But then I saw the headline USA Today from Yahoo that it was, that he was ingested into the engine. I'm like, what the hell?
Right. And I was thinking about how planes suck birds in. And sometimes the birds bring the plane down.
Down, right.
Because you got all this bird meat getting ground up.
Right.
And I guess that's what happened here. He got sucked in.
Yeah, they haven't identified the worker yet employed by Piedmont Airlines, which is an American Airlines regional carrier. And, well, this will need to new precautions when you park the aircraft at the gate. You better make sure the engines are off or on low. I don't know.
I wonder what was left of them.
There has to be an actual official investigation, so somebody had to go and deal with that.
To do an official identification.
They stopped all air traffic for a while, like for 6 hours after this happened, just because there was a potential crime scene.
There's always stories I've always read, about guys at factories. You know, they fall into a boiling vats of some liquid metal.
Yeah, that actually happened last year to some new worker at a plant. He fell into molten steel or something, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, go back 100 years before they had unions. Guys used to die horrific deaths in factories and on construction sites. Mind-boggling ways to die when, equipment malfunctions and
People fall.
Now,
all right, we got more.
Now everybody just sits safely in their cubicle.
More coming up, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Processing data. We're on from 1 until 4 now, 1 until 4, and you can hear the show after that on the iHeartRadio app. Go to podcasts, ask for John and Ken On Demand. That's what you type in, John and Ken On Demand. Then you can hear the whole thing. Any time of the day or night.
Yeah, don't forget the Moist Line coming back day after tomorrow, Friday, first one of the year. Be a part of it. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, to leave us a message. for the Moist Line, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And a final reminder, you can still enter the Gould Pool. Gould Pool 23 entries. Gould Pool for 2023 will be taken until Friday at midnight. So you have a couple more days. You go to KFIAM640.com, get to the John and Ken page, and you'll see the link for your Gould Pool entries for 2023. Well, there's a story you were kind of talking about. California city leaders hurry to bring homeless residents into shelter before major storm.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you were asking if there was some sort of...
dry room.
Dry rooms, right, to protect people.
You know, like cooling centers, right?
2 to 4 inches of rain in some metro areas, 4 to 8 in the mountain areas. Widespread flooding and damaging winds coming by late today into tomorrow.
There's no tent that can keep that kind of water out.
No.
It'll seep in
encampments
underneath.
Will float away.
Yeah.
No. In fact, one of the ones that's getting attention is that horrible American River near downtown Sacramento.
Oh, God. That thing has so many people living in it, and there's been so much fecal matter from the homeless. Remember? They were doing tests on the water, and it was poisoned. It was poisoned with vagrant feces.
They talked to Mark, 58 years old, who has a tent parked next to a levee on the American River.
Good choice.
He thinks he's fine. He's on higher ground, he believes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go with his judgment. I'm fine. Oh, you're fine, buddy. So far, everything's worked out. You got 8 inches of rain coming, and you've got the right spot next to the river.
All right. Well, we were treated to one of those cheerleading El Segundo Times stories that it looks like Los Angeles murders have dropped 6% from a 15-year high in 2021 to the 2022 number.
Wow.
The number of killings, 373 through Christmas Eve, they do admit well above pre-pandemic levels, but a 6% decrease from 2021.
6%.
6%.
That means one out of every 20.
397 down to 373.
Well, there you go.
Right. The number of people struck by gunfire also fell single digits, 8%.
Well, good. That good argument. Just keep letting more prisoners out then.
That's exactly what we have.
No, nobody ever. No, they don't look at it as 377 people. That's a lot. That means every day somebody gets murdered on the streets of Los Angeles. Every day. No. Look at that. It's how many less was that? 16.
Yeah,
16 less. One, a smidge more than one less a month. Wow, look at that.
No. 24. 373, 24? 397 are the numbers. 24.
Oh, all right, so 24. Two a month.
Yeah.
Look at that. Once every 2 weeks, there's one less body being murdered. Woo-hoo.
When we had that horrible 2021, they were like, well, compared to the 90s, these numbers are nothing like that.
But
now they're kind of admitting they're bad. They're saying, but you see, there's been a decrease in 2022. We're getting a handle on this.
That is the racket they have, because they will never give in and admit that putting prisoners away make us safer. So, you know, you're not allowed to talk about this, right? Somebody was writing today, I was reading it. Even talking about it is racist. Complaining about it is racist. And whatever you say, they'll say, well, it's not as much as it was 30 years ago, or it wasn't as much as last year. They'll never just say, wow, that's a lot of dead people. And if we put bad people away and kept them inside, you wouldn't have so many dead people. That is what this is. So they have these deflection games that they play. Oh, it's not as bad as, you know, and they cherry pick some year and some statistic. Oh, you see, and it changes the subject. Then you get arguing and you get sidetracked over something inconsequential instead of saying that is a lot of death in the streets.
But they are admitting in the story, property crime was up from 2021. Burglaries were up 12.5%. Car thefts were up. That's the crowd that we're talking about, which brings us to the evils of Prop 47. Prop 47, passed by the voters in 2014, we think has been a big reason why there's been more crime and more homeless. 60% of you stooges voted for it. Well, not in our audience, but it reduced the penalties for low-level offenses and established theft under $950 as petty theft. So it's just a misdemeanor.
That's right. And that is why you see guys on social media videos pushing shopping carts around with almost $1,000 worth of stolen goods.
A calculator.
Yeah, and a calculator to keep track. And then if they get caught, which most of the time they don't, it will only be a misdemeanor, which most of the time is no jail term.
And so, when people say, oh, come on, well, we've learned two things. That the human smugglers, they follow every bit of detailed news when it comes to border policies, and the theft rings, they study every detailed piece of news when it comes to crime. And Prop 47 opened a door for them with this threshold.
All right, now I notice this is a Democratic legislator that is...
you jumped ahead.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is, and he's actually my legislator. I don't ever vote for him. Yeah, I don't ever vote for him. Al Maratsuchi from Torrance.
Yeah.
He has introduced a bill, and this has happened before, which would lower the threshold to $400.
All right, so is a Democrat doing it? Is this like some kind of shift?
I think they tried this last year, and it didn't get anywhere, so maybe they do this to get some publicity, but I don't think it ever gets through the...
See, I'm wondering, with Newsom running for president, is he going to engineer a few bills to make him look less of a wacko?
Like care court for the homeless?
Because DeSantis is absolutely going to savage him with all
California's problems,
all this garbage, right? And there isn't really a response. You know, his response is, you know, come for the free abortions. But other than that, what is the response? I mean, clearly this is nuts to let people steal almost $1,000 a day. Clearly that's nuts. And clearly it's going to look nuts to the rest of the country, like the other 49 states.
They took a poll, Berkeley did. 2/3 said they would support changes to Prop 47. 78% said crime had increased statewide. 65% said they thought it had risen locally.
That's a big deal.
But this has to pass with a 2/3 vote because it was a ballot measure.
That's interesting because it was just a couple years ago, I remember, they tried to do a revision on Prop 47 and that referendum failed. And so something changed in the public consciousness in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So now everybody bought in on Prop 47. That means there's a high awareness of it, right?
Yeah.
That people know about it. And a lot of these people obviously voted for it because it won easily.
And every time I see these stories, all they say, well, we're going to deal with this by making sure that they can't sell the goods online. We're going to crack down on that.
See, that's a deflection.
Yeah.
It's an answer. All they have to have is a verbal answer to a reporter. That's all they have to have. They don't have to do anything about it. They just have to squash the story.
Right. I say, we're doing something.
That's all. Just to say, we're doing something.
Well, we'll see. But I think to get a 2/3 vote in the state legislature, there's got to be too many of the Democrats who want to keep Prop 47 exactly where it is at $950 bucks.
Yeah.
Unless, this isn't that big a fix, but it's something.
That's why I'm thinking about Newsom. I wonder if he's going to act in some peculiar ways this year.
Because Positioning himself for next year?
Yeah, because he's going to get roasted. He's going to get roasted by everybody in his own party. Everybody's going to run against California. Well, if you're running in the Democratic primary, I'm excluding Biden out of this, right? But if he's got other Democrats running against him, they're going to use him like a pinata.
Yeah, I would think they would.
Yeah.
So you're still convinced that Biden's done?
Well, I know mentally.
You didn't think he'd serve all 4 years. Now he's halfway through.
I don't think he served these 2 years.
There are questions about that, right?
We don't know.
All right. He's always getting turned around. He's in the wrong direction. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Until 4 o'clock, 1 until 4. And again, you want to hear the show, you can hear it almost immediately after we're done. And it's going to be on the iHeartRadio app. You go to podcasts and type in John and Ken on demand. And then you can hear the whole show.
Well, here's two stories that are sort of connected. Chinese scientists have announced a big breakthrough. They believe they have the bionic penis. Yeah, synthetic tissue that repaired penile injuries in pigs. As you may know, pigs are anatomically similar to human beings. And sometimes, obviously, pig parts, like valves.
And mentally similar in some cases.
It successfully restored penile function in pigs, and it shows promise that it could one day be used on humans. It mimics a sheath of tissue that is necessary to maintain, the flagpole.
Is that a scientific term?
Yeah, the flagpole. Half of the men between the ages of 40 and 70 experience some form of dysfunction.
Is that right?
5% get one of John's favorite, Peyronie's disease.
Wow, that's famous.
Because I've been seeing those ads on TV about the carrot. Have you seen those?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Peyronie's disease is when it curves abnormally.
Wow.
Now, you know the most famous person to have that.
Bill Clinton.
And it comes sometimes because you broke the sheath during sex.
Oh.
And he was up to so much no good. I always thought that the reason he had Peyronie's disease is
too much.
He did
work.
Something just unspeakable with a woman and the thing snapped on him.
Oh, it could be.
Because remember, in fact, one of those docudramas that I watched last year, where Paula Jones, one of his mistresses, had to draw the...
She did, yes.
And she drew it like a banana with a big curve in it.
Why, so, like Harvey Weinstein and Epstein, they all have these genital issues.
I think that's a reason why they're so sexually aggressive, because they're so ashamed that they have deformed penises and genitals that they want to prove that they're really men, that they're not these freaks. Because it's too much of a
coincidence. Wouldn't you be embarrassed to show your stuff if it's all deformed?
It's a compulsion to show it works.
Hmm.
That you can still provide pleasure and manliness. That's too much of a coincidence. Clinton, Epstein, and Weinstein, right? Those are three of the biggest sex perverts of our lifetime. And they've all got something really deformed about their stuff.
And the story related to this, a new law in Louisiana makes porn sites liable for content deemed harmful to minors if they don't install age verification technology for anyone who wants to access them in that state.
You gotta upload your driver's license.
You upload your driver's license?
Yeah, they're gonna...
Like you scan it or something?
Well, yes, you scan it and you send it to this third-party company. It requires ID verification. It's called All Pass Trust, which connects to something called Law Wallet, a digital driver's license for people in Louisiana.
Hmm.
So these companies do this company uses Law Wallet in order to verify your driver's license and your age, and then you can get through on Pornhub.
Is anybody doing it there, or are they just giving up? Are Louisiana people that want to look at porn actually downloading or uploading their license?
It just became effective 3 days ago.
But people have to look at porn every day, I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's a three-day drought now. I think Pornhub is one of the biggest.
Oh, Pornhub is huge. It's like a monster central place for all sorts of porn sites.
So, you know.
They had to describe what falls under harmful to minors. What a list. I can't read it all. It's kind of... graphic. Just give you hints. Touching, caressing, fondling of body parts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and all sorts of sexual terms and here.
Bestiality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the bestiality sites.
Flagellation.
And you know.
Excretory functions.
In Louisiana, bestiality is top of the charts.
Yeah. I wonder if this is, are they going to challenge this? Excretory functions.
Some of this stuff I've never heard of.
It was introduced by a local representative and it got passed and signed by the governor. Mm. Pornography is destroying our children and they're getting unlimited access to it on the internet. They want to hold porn companies responsible.
This is the same state that has New Orleans.
You're right. You're right.
Strangely schizophrenic.
Bourbon Street, right?
Yeah. Schizophrenic rather.
Yeah.
On these morality
supposed
issues.
To go there, but that's not minors, right? So allegedly, whatever sex customers, it's not minors.
It's not known as a prudish state, though. But
proposals like this have been made in Australia and the UK, but apparently it did not get passed yet.
Yeah,
It looks like a senator in Utah has introduced the same kind of idea.
I guess there's plenty of alternative sites.
Hmm.
We've got Conway in here.
Hey now, yesterday we played you and Ken your description of Brian Kohlberger, and he's a loner, he's a loser, he wasn't good with women, he did heroin, he smoked, he lost weight, And I said that that was the description you guys had of me. And almost all the listeners thought, hey, don't get down on them if that description is very close. And I thought, and then I went through, I'm like, wow, it's kind of in the ballpark.
Yeah, right.
It's weird.
And people can sense that.
I know.
You know, that it's close.
All right, so where are the bodies?
It's odd, though. That, you know, that there's a lot of close areas.
Yeah, right.
I'm worried about that. I worry about that.
I worry about that.
Fritz Coleman is coming on with us. About, I think either the weather or he finally bought a MyPillow sheet set.
That's quite a
maybe you
choice.
Can do both if you have the time.
Yes. Blake Trolley with the weather as well. Steve Gregory is at the CES in Las Vegas. We'll talk to him about what the latest is going on with electronics. And then Rick Dickert later on with Fox 11 News to talk. This storm coming at midnight is supposed to be unbelievable. 25-foot waves on west-facing beaches.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so if you're in Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, you know, that whole area, that's you're right in the bullseye there.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. We're going to see down in South Orange County, waves coming up and crashing through, you know, windows of restaurants and homes that are very close to the beach. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on. Yeah.
All right. Conway.
So be careful.
Big dog.
With all right. Big dog.
Coming up.
Get cover.
John and Ken show.
Higher ground.
And Mike Crozier is the news. KFI, KOSD HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.